Hello, fellow clan members. This is Tomcat coming at you from Southeast Arkansas. I'm not really guest hosting the show this week. I'm just providing the music. And mailed me on a CD, and he's going to put the show together. I'm just providing a little intro here. And I just thought I'd like to do a little something for the clan. And this music probably get you pumped up to go kill some mousers. So here goes the first song, and it's dedicated to the female members or provisional members, which I'm sure y'all be in pretty soon anyhow. And y'all just listen to the lyrics, and that's what I think. Is off of a Nintendo CD that I got with a Killer Instinct. I thought it was pretty neat and that y'all would like it. If anybody else would like me to mail them the CD so they can record some of the songs off of themselves, just drop me a line and let me know. And I'll catch y'all later.
Of course, everybody by now knows that we are trying to start a Tribes Guild here today on the Assassination 3D Hotline. With me is Wildcard to talk about it for a little bit. Take it away, Wildcard.
We just had our first meeting. Well, actually, we tried to have a meeting back when I was put a peon, provisional member, sorry. I kind of made that a last-minute thing, though, but it didn't work out too well. I think we had maybe three people who just kind of were on the channel at the time. We got about six people who came in for our meeting last Wednesday. I made the grievous error of scheduling it right with the CPF people who were having their meeting. Right now, I'm thinking of doing Sundays. In fact, actually, I can plug the next meeting now, and I just sent an email out on the spam list about this. Not this Sunday, but like the 21st, I think that's a Sunday, this month obviously, 9 p.m. Eastern. We'll be meeting on the regular channel, the regular server, and we can move from there. But, the first official meeting went over real well. Then we paused for a bit for people to come in, and then we just kind of discussed tactics and stuff for a while. And so I was told from people who were there that it went pretty well. They learned something. We have a log if anyone wants to pick up a few tribe basics.
So on the log, I suppose we could just check with you. Also, now Malice has come out with a really nice config. What do you think about that?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I would love to know how we have learned how to make those scripts. Those things are just damn great. Especially the extra little feedback messages we put in. Even though it will, you know, feedback that you're getting killed with a repair kit, even though you don't have a repair kit on you. But, I think that kind of feedback should have been in the game to begin with. Because I know when I first started playing, I killed myself a few times blind because I, like, thought the command didn't go through, and I ended up dropping about three of them, and they chain-reacted and set each other off, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, no, he did a real good job with it. I can plug a script modification that Storm did of Malleus' config, where he supposedly found some sort of, I don't know, hidden or less accessible voice messages and put them into the menu. And he and I have been sort of talking back and forth about doing specialized voice menu scripts. Like if someone is definitely going to be on defense, there's no reason for them to have their offense messages. So we have like just a defense voice script or an offense voice script or...
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea to separate the scripts from offense, defense, roaming, and whatever else it could be in the game. As far as the game of tribes, what do you really think about the game?
Oh, well, you know, I didn't know what to think at first, because, you know, I just heard, I don't know who, I think it's DVO and one or two other people, that it was a cool game and I should pick it up, and I had kind of gotten burned by Shogo before, because I know everyone's been saying good things about that, but it really didn't thrill me or anything, so... I took Shogo back in, and I used that to get store credit at Electronics Boutique, who I will plug now because I love the return policies. And I got the tribes, and I got a free T-shirt and some money back out of it. That was a cool deal. I think I was a little put off by the online-only game, but no, that's kind of cool. I think that's somewhere some of the future is going to be, is some online-only.
Well, yeah, even though it's an online-only game, you can still set up your own little server-type deal and go in there and play around with it a little bit and learn your configs and so on and so forth. Another question I have here for you is the webpage. I noticed you put up a tribe section in clana3d.com. What do you got going for that, and what do you plan for it there in the future?
Well, you know, it's pretty fleshed out right now. Most of the changes... that I'm working on right now are mostly cosmetic. You know about the work that we've been doing back and forth with the roster font. Storm did some graphic work. I think maybe the next plan I've got is possibly putting in some JavaScript and sort of snazzing up the internal menu a little bit. But, you know, it's settled pretty well. I really can't add any great new information or additional pages into it until we actually win some trophies or start playing in tournaments. And this is, once again, another plug. I need at least two or three more active members before they'll let me start doing tournaments.
Speaking of the tournaments, do you have any idea of what kind of scheduling might be taking place with those?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on right now. I've only taken a look at a couple of places. one thing that I'd really like to get into because it's just opening up and I think we can get into it in time is the North American Tribes League. They need about 20 teams before they can start their season. And they claim that they want a group of no less than 12 members, and that's 8 active members and 4 reservists. So that basically they want to guarantee that you can get 8 people out on the field to play. No idea. I have no idea what the timing is like. I think that's probably negotiated out between the two teams playing. So, dude, what do you think? You've played enough around this, right? What do you think is going on with these people who insist on killing their own team members? It blows my mind away when I see some of these people at work.
Yeah, I've noticed that people keep killing their own teammates and so on and so forth. There's a possibility that it might just be that it being new and a lot of new players being out there, and they're not really sure. I don't know. Sometimes I think they think more that they're in a death match instead of a capture the flag.
Well, it's really not like a death match sort of game. I've tried out the death match mode, but you got to aim a lot better. There's really no widespread guns except for maybe the plasma gun and the disc thingy. Those are splash damage things, but it's not like you've got a shotgun and it's easy to aim because you're trying to run and shoot at people over the hills and shit. I think that got that whole lone wolf mentality that playing scads of Quake DM tends to get into people. But still, I still don't understand these people who shoot at each other.
Well, even I've killed some of our own players. One time at one of the outside stations, when I was out fooling around and trying to learn the game a little more, I shot over toward the station because there were 3 guys attacking it. But one of our guys were there, and it accidentally had taken him out too, but it also took them out. What I basically did was went back over and repaired the station, not really thinking about the team kill.
Yeah, well, I sort of have this love-hate relationship with team damage because, friendly fire as a new elephant, as it were, but it gets abused. Friendly fire is great, but only for the responsible, apparently.
Going back to some of the other game stuff, how do you think the ping affects each player in the game?
It's a lot of the game is having time and patience and setting crap up. If you got a lower ping, then you might want to try defense for a bit. You don't need a great ping to run around setting up turrets or, inventory stations or anything like that. So I think it's better for those who are ping disabled. Yeah, I think there's something for everyone in that game, which is one of the things I really like about it.
Well, I'm pretty sure you got that right about the pings. Also, another thing I wanted to ask you as a clan member of Clan Assassin 3D is Ollie from Mad Cats happened to stop by the clan meeting the other night. What do you think about that?
I think that's really cool. That I think it's great that they're giving us so much support. I think Ali kind of put up with a lot of shit from us last night. He took it in stride. But yeah, no, it's cool that they're supporting us. They seem to realize that customers are important for selling the product and shit. So it's nice to feel that we're kind of representing them and doing some of their bidding.
Yeah.
And getting a few perks out of it on the side.
I think that's all I had for questions for you. If there's anything else about Tribes you'd like to mention, go ahead.
Let me just say, I think it's a great game. I'm still looking for people who are interested in the Tribe team. You can check out our webpage, which is, of course, connected to the Clan webpage, or you can email me, or you must send me a message across the spam. But, we're more interested in commitment than skill level, so we'll take anyone.
Well, that just about covers the Tribes. Wildcard, you got anything else to say for anybody as we shut down the conversation here?
Hey, later, guys. I'll see you on the field of battle.
I'd like to take a moment to say thank you to Tomcat for opening the show for us and Wildcard for calling the assassination hotline. And at this time, I'd like to play a little bit of Rush. It's kind of a dream come true, you could say, as far as Tribes coming out. Awesome game. Awesome, awesome game. Take care, everybody. Till next time, ciao.